Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Kevin Eubank feels your pain if you're stuck in traffic. He is too, but he has the KSL 7-day family forecast.
Hey guys, what we're looking at, temperatures still on the Wasatch Front in the upper 60s, but these scattered storms keep popping up over the mountains. Those storms, as they pop, they deliver a lot of rain up in some of the higher elevations, but otherwise we're looking at a little dry out for Saturday and Sunday. Partly cloudy skies, upper 60s, low 70s along the Wasatch Front both Saturday and Sunday. Still another chance of some thunderstorms, though, for Memorial Day Monday as another little surge comes in. But by the middle of next week, we're talking 80s and sunshine in the north, mid-90s across southern Utah. So quite a rebound as we head on through the weekend.
Kevin, people have a lot of plans for the holiday weekend. Are there particular areas that they need to be aware of?
You know what, and it's sad to say this because it's Memorial Day, right? Everyone wants to head to the mountains, but
right.
Mountain locations all across Utah, northern, central, and southern, have about a 30% chance of isolated thunderstorms. Some of them will be severe. So if you're in the backcountry, just plan accordingly, especially in those afternoons. Those storms boil up really quick, and they can drop a lot of rain in a hurry.
Do you have to start planning barbecues around potential rain with this 10, 20% chance of showers in the forecast?
You know what? A 10 to 20% chance means that there's an 80 to 90% chance you're not going to see anything. So you just have the barbecue, you just have fun, you keep an eye to the sky, and if you see something come in, you duck under the patio and you'll be just fine. Don't cancel any plans. I think it'll just be something you need to keep your eye on, not something that you need to worry about.
Right, nothing extreme for this weekend.
Nope, I think we'll be in good shape.
All right, Kevin, thanks so much.
Kevin.